If your name is Lisa and you've been in a pub recently, then we've got a letter, an actual letter which actually came through the post. Marty, you got this, right?
Yes, it came in yesterday.
Right, okay. Was there a stamp on it?
There was. Okay. And it was... you want me to tell you where it was postmarked from?
Yes, please.
Postmarked from Ireland.
From Ireland.
That's why they've had to send a letter.
Why? Because they don't have emails in Ireland.
Of course not. No.
They don't have Facebook or Twitter in Ireland. Come on, Arlene. Now, this could be you. So if your name's Lisa and you've been out recently, then this could be about you. And was it last week we were talking about Irish accents being the sexiest in the world?
Yep.
Would you like me to read this in an Irish accent?
I think you should, yes. I think it would set the scene beautifully.
Hello there!
Oh, come on, man up a wee bit.
My name is George, and I'm writing to your radio station with the most unusual request. I can stop the accent whenever.
No, please keep it going.
I hope you can help me. I met the most beautiful girl in the world.
Aww.
Called Lisa. In Ruairi's traditional pub in the Haymarket, just after Scotland against England, on February the 8th.
Now, Scotland against England?
Yeah. If it had been Scotland against Ireland, there would have been thousands of Irish blokes there, right?
Right.
But I'm guessing because it was after Scotland, England, his voice might have stuck out a little bit.
Okay.
I'd like to meet her again in the near future.
Oh, keep the voice.
I'd like to meet her again in the near future. Unfortunately, I have no more information about Lisa.
Oh, see, a typical bloomin' bloke. George, come on.
I know it's a chance in the million, but I can't forget Lisa. It's my only chance. Thank you, George. Well, thank you, George, for writing to us. So, a couple of questions. Firstly, we need to ask George. I don't know if he's listening online. Well, I would imagine not. He's still sending us letters. But first thing we need to know was Lisa smiling? Because if she was, she certainly wasn't Scottish. After the Scotland-England game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she was smiling, she was probably English.
Yeah.
Which means she might have been a tourist to Edinburgh. But if your name is Lisa and you've been in Ruairi's traditional pub, where's that? I've never been there.
Yeah, it's at Haymarket. It's the pub just next to the station.
Right. Okay. Well, the one as you come out the door of the Haymarket, there's a pub just to the right. Is that it? I thought that was the Haymarket bar. Oh, no, the Haymarket bar's across the road.
No, that's the road, but it's directly opposite that. It's right on the corner at Haymarket and Dalry Road.
Oh, Ruairi's! Okay.
That's it, yeah.
Right. So Lisa, Ruairi's bar, when was that match? That was two Saturdays ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Saturday the 8th of Feb, and it was after the game, apparently. So if you're a Lisa and you were there, then, I mean, George...
George is well, yeah. He's smitten, isn't he?
He's a little bit smitten. Maybe you give a false name in that, but...
Has he put his contact number on the letter?
Do you know he hasn't?
What a muppet!
Lisa Kelly on Facebook says, phew, it wasn't me, I wasn't out that night. Lisa Smith says, I'm gutted it wasn't me, George sounds all right. And Rachel says, it could have been me, you know, because Lisa is the name that I use when I'm trying to put off unwanted male attention.
No!
What? Do girls do that? Do you have a go-to name that you use in the pub?
Well, I don't. I never want to put male sort of admirers off.
No, it doesn't matter who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone counts. Hey?
Tick. I don't. Probably women do that, I would imagine.
We've got a letter here. If you've just tuned in, we've got a letter from George from County Cork in the Republic of Ireland. He's actually written us a letter.
And this is a genuine letter that came in yesterday.
We haven't made this up. Usually we make up stuff, but not this time. And George was in Ruairi's traditional pub in the Haymarket just after Scotland against England on the 8th of Feb. And he met a girl called Lisa.
Can I have a look at the writing? That tells you a lot about the person.
Okay, what can you see from that? We should post the letter.
We should
pixelate out the address and stuff like that.
Do you know his writing
Facebook.
Is good? His spelling is good. Punctuation is good.
Yeah, well, he's a catch.
Oh, he's got a comma before and. That's
oh
good.
Dear, that's not good, is it?
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, you don't want him then.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.